And I might say to you, what's new? And you say,
nothing.
And I say, come now, there must be. There must be.
Well, I don't know of anything.
Yeah, well, if you don't know, I say there's something new, but nothing new. But you say, oh, you say there's nothing new, but I say, oh, come now, there must be.
Oh, what is
there's
it?
Always something new.
Well, I don't know how to say that.
Well, I was getting the opposite of nothing, B.
There's nothing new to me?
Uh-huh. Well, if there's nothing, you'd say there's nothing new, but then the opposite of that would be there, well, there's always. If you look around, you see there's always.
There's always something new.
Uh-huh. And unless I ask you, how long has that mountain been here? And you say, well, as far as I know, it's...
It's been here all my ever since I've known it.
Uh-huh. Or as far as you know...
As far as I know.
It's always.
Always been here.
Uh-huh. And I've lived here since 1943. I've lived here ever...
Ever since 1943.
All right. And if someone didn't do something accidentally, you say, he did that...
He did that accidentally?
It wasn't accidental.
Or wasn't accidental.
He did it on
purpose.
All right. And if you don't know the answer to something, you might have to say,
I'll ask him a question.
All right. Yesterday, I...
Yesterday, I asked him a question.
And those little boys can't get along. They, all day long yesterday, they...
He has a fighting.
Okay. They what? They...
Yes. Fought.
All right. And someone was going to kill a wild hog with a knife, you'd say he...
He stabbed it.
All right. And then the knife out, he...
He pulled it out.
All right. Well, how about a form of draw? He...
He drew it out.
All right. Now, what would you call a big knife like that?
I don't know. Butcher knife, I guess.
All right. And to get something up in a barn or something, or to lift it away, if they were going to, you want to lift something up into the loft of a barn, and you used a rope, you know, on a pulley, what would you say you're doing?
You're pulling it up in a barn loft, I reckon.
That's fine. All right. How about hoisting or heisting?
Yeah, heisting him up.
All right. And if I got that apple, and then I cut it.
Cut it in two.
And if someone's bothering someone else, you say, oh, don't pay him.
Don't pay him no mind.
All right. And the other person says, oh, that's all right. He didn't
bother me.
All right. And might warn somebody about a woman. You say, now, you just be careful about that woman. If you don't be careful, she'll you out of that. She'll, you know, by talking very pleasantly to you, you'd say she might sweet...
She might sweet talk you.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And if the bell is about to ring, you know, and you might tell the children, might tell some children, now listen. You know, like say there's a whistle or something, a factory whistle or something that's going to blow at say 5 o'clock, and you can hear it, and it's just about 5 o'clock, and you might tell a child, now listen.
Listen, you'll hear the whistle.
Would you say listen for or to or at the whistle?
I'd say listen at the whistle.
All right. And if the whistle blew and the children were very, they jumped, you'd say, why, you needn't be.
Scared.
All right, or if something kind of shocks you very suddenly, you might say that did what to you?
I'd say scared me.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use surprised?
Yeah.
Did you ever use the word snatched to mean surprised?
Snatch. No.
Snatched.
I know.
Snatched. You have a choice of doing two things. You said, well, I'd rather do this, that.
I'd rather do this or that.
Yeah. And did they ever use the expression, knock you down, meaning to introduce you to someone?
No, I don't know.